The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
For them to do what they did, you know, and how they've won, it's a great story. It really is.
A great story for Coach Tony Bennett and his Virginia Cavaliers men's basketball team. Last year, the first overall number one seed ever to lose in the first round of the annual 68-team National Championship Tournament. This year, national champions. Virginia guard Kyle Guy and his teammates were on a year-long mission.
As soon as the buzzer sounded and, you know, we were done with the press conference and stuff, that we knew we all had the same goal in mind for next year, and that was to win a national championship.
Guy poured in 24 points, grabbed three rebounds in the 85-77 overtime win against Texas Tech in the final played in Minneapolis, as he became the 2019 Final Four Most Outstanding Player. Coach Bennett liked what he saw.
It appeared, from my standpoint, to be a high-level game. And, you know, we scored 85. That was in that setting, so good stuff.
Texas Tech Red Raiders coach Chris Beard also thought it was a great final.
The game was everything we thought it would be. Thought it would come down to one last possession, and it did in regulation. And then in overtime, it just got away from us a little bit.
Bennett had one final thought for his players after they cut down the nets and hoisted the trophy.
Don't let this change you. It doesn't have to. Stay humble and stay thankful. It's a great story. That's probably the best way I can end this. It's a great story.
This week is unique with the history, the golf that's been played out here.
American golfer Bryson DeChambeau has his sights set on winning his first major title this week at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. 3 years ago, he was the low amateur.
I had a chance to win, and I knew I did. And after 35 holes, I was right there. Being the low amateur champion was just fantastic.
Like DeChambeau, Tommy Fleetwood of England is looking for his breakthrough moment, especially after finishing runner-up at last year's U.S. Open.
This is my third time playing. You really get a sense of the difference in how you feel from year one to year two to year three. Year one, it's also new, and I'm getting a better understanding and a feeling of the tournament and the course and what that involves.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.